Hello and welcome to Intrepid Heroes Presents, a podcast where we chat about various topics related to role-playing games. I'm John Godek, and with me today is Virginia Jordan. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, happy to be here.
So Virginia is a customer service representative at Paizo and has recently contributed to the Pathfinder Lost Omens, Gods of Magic, and the Starfinder Alien Archive 3 hardcovers. In addition, she's a storyteller and game developer for Gothic Age of Ashes, a live-action role-playing organization. So, Virginia, can you tell us a little bit about your responsibilities as a customer service representative here at Paizo?
So, we do a lot of the obvious things, answering people's emails and phones, as well as general inquiries about what products we have and how to fix their orders. We also do things like moderate the forums and make sure that things are civil and on topic and answer questions there, as well as help with the technical aspects of orders and inventory as well.
So when you're answering questions for people, is it just about their orders, or will you, you know, if somebody says, hey, I'm really interested in playing something like this, or getting in this kind of scenario or setting, do you provide some additional, oh yeah, you might want to try this product kind of thing, or is it less of a salesy side of stuff?
Every now and then we can answer questions regarding maybe a lot of people who are buying gifts for their kids aren't exactly sure what they want.
Right.
And so we can go in that direction. Generally, in regards to content, we don't do as much of that. We like to direct people to the forums for that because they can get advice on builds and supplemental material that they might like, whether that is Paizo material or third-party products. And so that's something we don't involve ourselves a lot in, but we do provide the various, you know, tidbit here and there.
And when you're talking about moderating on the forums, do the forums need a lot of moderation, or is it pretty civil overall?
The forums can get rather contentious pretty quickly. They happen to be over specific topics, you know, things like alignments, people liking certain classes, people not liking certain writers. You know, people are absolutely allowed to have those opinions and express them, and even, you know, reveal the emotions behind them, whether it's anger or frustration, but we really need to make sure that people aren't using ad hominem attacks or derailing the OP's question or concern, and that's something that needs to be kind of guided back on track with some regularity.
It's interesting, you know, that the customer service folks do this, and you don't have a community manager, or do you have a community manager as well that overall oversees the forums?
So that is Sarah Marie's main job. Not her main job, but that is her main forum duty. So she catches a lot of that before it gets out of hand. Every now and then we will take on something that we see if it's more immediate. And I know Sam likes to do a lot of that, my coworker, and every now and then I get involved as well, and it's just interesting to try and get people to agree and behave when you aren't right there in front of them.
Right, online, everybody is a lot braver or more brazen, I guess.
They sure are.
And the things they want to say, it seems like. I moderated some very large online forums for online games, and for me, it was a volunteer. It was like nonstop, you know, and it's like it could take all your time if you weren't careful.
Absolutely.
So how did you get involved with freelancing here, you know, writing for Paizo?
So I heard when I first started that that was an option for people in the company who displayed writing skill. And I heard that there was an Alien Archive coming up. I really like the idea of creatures, and luckily enough, my favorite type of creatures is Fae, and I got to nab one of those entries for that, and I realized that while I may not have known the system super well at the time, because I was fairly new, that was about a year and a half ago, it was really fun to get to play with the lore and see how that fit into the world, because it was an addition from an earlier Pathfinder creature into the new Starfinder world.
And so you wrote a fae for that, and you also had a section in the Pathfinder's Lost Omens, Gods of Magic. So what type of thing did you develop in there?
So I generally like kind of the gritty, not necessarily super clean and happy parts of, you know, paladins and lawful good and all that. So I chose, I believe it's pronounced Glounder, the mosquito god of pestilence and disease and whatnot. And I had a lot of fun writing about that and his acolytes, and I know that he and Desna have a beef, and they're constantly chasing each other. And I thought that was a lot of fun because I could kind of look at some gross stuff within Galarian Pathfinder, and I like the disease mechanics. They're really interesting. And so getting to look at that as well was a fun look into other parts of the system.
And so you were relatively new to Pathfinder then, coming in. How did you get into this position then? You know, so what was your journey like to go from what you were doing before to coming here?
So my significant other, about 2 years ago, I had played 3.5 in the past, and I had not the best experience, and so I said, nope, tabletops, why bother? So I started, you know, seeing my significant other, and he goes, no, let me show you Pathfinder. And so we started doing that, and it was an alternate historical timeline of around, like, 900s Europe with fantasy races, and I decided, oh, this is amazing. And I had just graduated from college, and it was a little bit of time before I found a job. And my significant other found the Paizo website and he goes, hey, I really like this company. They've got a customer service job opening. And I had experience with customer service in the past, as well as gaming. And so I decided, yeah, let's do it. That sounds like a lot of fun. And then here I am.
Wow, very cool. Very cool. So what can you tell us about your live action role playing?
So I started live action role playing or LARPing about 4 years ago. It has mostly been based in Seattle. I started playing a game called Gothic the Lion Age about 4 years ago, and I spent a year on staff for that. And now I am on the staff and development team for their sister LARP, which is Gothic Age of Ashes. We're doing event planning for our first beta. We're delivering, you know, mechanics to our players that we've just ironed out. We wrote like 40 single spaced pages of lore for seven cultures. And so that's a lot of my outside of work projects at the moment.
Well, and to what extent does this help with your writing and the work that you do here? So
I think it makes me a lot more mechanically minded in terms of making sure that the lore and the flavor aligns with what makes sense going forward mechanically in terms of what cultures get what skills and perks, similar to Ancestries and Pathfinder, and being able to get really into rules has allowed me to look at Pathfinder and go, okay, this is what I need to tweak in my writing to make sure that this is easier and more consistent for the books as a whole.
So for the LARPing then, you build out kind of a rule set and then let the players develop the world, or is that partly something you do as well?
So the world is pretty well developed ahead of time, but the history, the timeline going forward is very much influenced by player decision and action. You know, we allow warfare, leadership change, rise and fall of organizations, things like that. And if those things are determined by players, that's what happens in the world. And so it shapes the future going forward. But they do play within a world that we have made for them.
So then you need to closely track what the players actually do.
We do.
So that you can update the world to reflect that. How do you track that? I mean, other than being there and taking notes, do you have to record everything?
We absolutely do. Lots and lots of spreadsheets and data entry. Lots of creating plot for different players, tracking. We have a sin system, so if you see your buddy violating their morality code, if you snitch to us, we like that, because then we can track that. And it's all interwoven between, you know, the politics, mechanics, and whatnot. And we have many documents for every single thing, and it is very much something that needs to be recorded pretty extensively during and in between games. Right.
Wow, yeah, that sounds like quite a bit of work.
Yeah, it is.
So what advice do you have for people interested in writing for RPGs or for LARPs? For
sure. Make sure that you know the context surrounding what you're writing for. If you're not aware of the world or what rules would apply to what you're writing, it can make it kind of dissonant between what you're writing and the material that's already been published. Make sure that you don't copy-paste, so to speak, from things that have been written before you. Mm-hmm. If you're writing something that has been written and you're kind of doing a redux of it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, don't pull from previous entries of a monster if that monster is also being put into Pathfinder 2. Mm-hmm. And, you know, make sure that you keep consistency with other types of writing that you see so the editors don't have to do too much of a job. And it's really good to keep in contact with other people in the project so you can bounce ideas off one another and make sure that, you know, if you have articles or parts of the books that are linked with someone else, you can interface with them and see what needs to be aligned so that they make sense together.
So with so many other people in the company freelancing on these hardcovers, do you have quite a bit of interaction in the office, or is it all offline or out of the office type of interaction?
For customer service, it's mostly out of the office interaction. We also use Discord quite a bit.
Right. That's right.
And that helps between bridging the gap between staff and people who are just pure freelancers.
Right.
And it helps for us as a group of people in customer service to talk outside and see what other people are doing and, you know, keep each other updated about the different milestones that we've reached in our projects.
So what's next for Virginia? You know, what type of things do you have going on in the future?
I've recently spoken to someone on the creative side about doing freelance editing as well. I have experience with that, and so that's something that I'd like to, you know, try out and see if that fits for me. I've done some work on an unannounced Pathfinder product that I'm very excited about. And then outside of work, we're coming up with betas for our first LARP for this game that we're writing. We're very excited. It's very far away, but it'll be worth it because it's all a labor of love.
So if somebody's interested in learning about this LARP that you're working on, where can they go to get more information?
We have a website, and it's ageofasheslarp.com, and you can send us tickets, view all the cultures and the rules, and we're constantly updating with what we're doing, and we're really nice people. So if you have a question, just send us a ticket.
All right. Very cool. Well, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast today. Hopefully I'll get a chance to see you again, probably at PaizoCon, I'm guessing.
That sounds great. I'll be there.
All right. Thanks.